I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. With the return of the Premiership in full swing, Rangers cut the gap at the top to 5 points with a 3-0 win at Hibs, and also announced Stephen Davis's retirement. Matt O'Reilly is going nowhere, according to Brendan Rodgers, confirming Celtic have knocked back a bid. And there was a share of the spoils between St Johnstone and Aberdeen last night amid VAR controversy. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me you have Gordon Diehl and Mark Wilson.
Yeah, it was a good victory, very good victory indeed for Rangers last night at Easter Road. 3-0, three great goals in there as well to stay hot in the heels of Celtic. Only 5 points behind now with a game in hand. You can quite clearly see that there is a title race still on. Philippe Clement will be delighted that his team has started this side of January like they mean to go on, they would hope.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a bit starstruck.
Because you're sitting next to Paul Daniels.
what do you mean?
Look at the state of this.
When's
guy?
Debbie McGee joining us?
What are you talking about?
Pick a card. It was one of those, I watched him the other night, he's got makeup that was all
bearing
over
in mind, not everyone's watching in the live stream. Some people are listening on radio.
Oh,
so you're going to have to reveal that he is sitting next to you in some sort of velvet blazer. He looks like he's about to pull a rabbit from under the desk.
Yeah, what's happening here?
Nothing.
Just an ordinary night.
It's just a new step just on taking the show. You know, just want to liven things up a bit.
But I agree with Mark. I think it was a good midweek, especially for our Rangers, closing the gap. Convincing win at Easter Road last night. Well done to St Johnstone. Showed a bit of spirit, come back from 1-0 down against Aberdeen. Only the crossbar saved them for picking up all 3 points. Dundee, if you're a Dundee fan, I think you'd be really sickened by performances on Tuesday night, 2-0 up at half time, especially when you want the points. You had the points there. Well done to Hearts, come back. But a lot to play for and a lot talking. Obviously, O'Reilly, the Atletico Madrid. I think Celtic have handled that this afternoon with Brendan Rodgers.
Come on then, 0141 951 1025. How are you tonight? What are you thinking tonight? You want to look back on the Rangers result last night? You want to pay tribute, maybe, Rangers fan, to Stephen Davis, a modern day legend at the club, surely, in your eyes, I would imagine, based on the tweets I've seen. So what do you make of it now that it's official that he has hung up the boots? Celtic fans, Brendan Rodgers says Matt O'Reilly is going nowhere. Is that music to your ears? Do you accept that? Does that calm you down? Do you think that's the end of the road? Or is there a bit more mileage left in this? Do let us know there. You can look back on any of the other games, of course. We're still talking transfer window. You can look ahead early to the weekend, or you can offer magic advice to Mark Wilson. 0141 951 1025. Give us a call, let us know how you're feeling tonight, or tweet us at Clyde SSB.
That's just my jacket that I would usually go out with in a Thursday evening.
That's lovely. I've got to say, you suit it.
Thank you. Thanks. I am attending a Burns supper. For all those interested out there,
are you the act?
Burns
Day, are you making the haggis disappear?
I will be addressing the haggis. One of Daz's favourite pastimes, but
I used to do that when I was a manager here down in Burns's, obviously.
Burns's what?
Hometown.
Burns country.
Burns's house.
Hometown, yeah. That is his house, yeah. Good nights at Burns's night. But I've got to say, going back to the football, and I also missed out on one thing about last night. We give him so much stick, but I'm telling you, as a centre forward, what was that all about? Cyril Dessers.
How's your composure?
Oh my goodness, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, I've got to agree. Probably at least expected from Dessers. I don't want to be harsh, because some of the easier chances he's had since he's been in Glasgow, he blazes wide or over the bar. But last night, the finesse just to guide that past the goalkeeper, fantastic. But the other two goals, If you're analysing them as well, I mean, Lundstrom's pass to Yilmaz, what a pass, what a touch, what a finish, and then Cantwell. Probably Rangers fans expect a wee bit more from Cantwell. They see the tricks, the flicks sometimes in the middle third, but in the final third, if you've got a midfielder who's capable of getting the ball in the half turn like that and putting it in the way he did, then you've got a real player on your hands.
0141 951 1025. Come on, what are you thinking, Rangers fans? How pleasing was last night? We spoke about it being a big game and having to get up and running after the winter break and cut the gap and all that sort of stuff. And it certainly was done with minimum fuss, wasn't it? 3-0 on the night. Three very good goals, as Mark mentions. So 0141 951 1025. What jumped out for you? What pleased you? Who did you think was good? Who do you think deserves some praise? Maybe there's something in there that you think still needs improved upon. That's absolutely fine as well. And something that just came up this afternoon before we came on: Stephen Davis now officially a retired footballer. So what do you make of that? What tributes would you pay to him? How highly do you hold him, Rangers fans, over the recent modern era? Let us know. Celtic fans, Matt O'Reilly, he's going nowhere, says Brendan Rodgers. Are you happy with that? I would imagine so. We had some very interesting takes on the arithmetic of Matt O'Reilly's transfer valuation last night, it has to be said. But are you happy to hear Brendan Rodgers say that? Do you think that's the end of it for now? How do you see it playing out in the near future? 0141 951 1025. That is the number you need. So please do get in touch and let us know what you are thinking. And before you know it, you two, you'll be right back into a full Premiership card at the weekend as well.
Well, of course, looking forward to it. It goes without saying, it seems to be a long time since we've seen, you know, Premiership action on a weekend. The Scottish Cup was good last week, throwing up some shocks along the way. Obviously, Rangers, Celtic, the bigger sides, dealing with their games pretty easily. But when Rangers won last night, and at a bit of a canter, you've got to say, you can quite clearly see that this title race looks a lot closer than some would have thought way back in September or October. You know, people writing Rangers off pretty quickly. And you know, there was form for that because of the way they were playing, the way the manager was handling things. But Philippe Clement has got a different tune out this Rangers side. And, you know, the big tests that come along, okay, failed at Celtic Park, but they were much better. But last night was a test. On paper, going away to Easter Road, the first league game back since the winter break, that could have been a tricky one. But his side managed to play well, score good goals, and put himself within 5 points.
I think there's a couple of, you know, very important games, and I know it's only we're back from the winter break. You look at, for instance, Hearts-Aberdeen at the weekend. Aberdeen, you know, disappointed last night. Barry Robson coming under a bit of criticism once again. He's comes out and he's talking about he still believes he can get third. Hearts have cemented that just now. So that's got to be a big game. And I think my hometown, Motherwell, going up to St Johnstone, they need to kick off with a result. And St Johnstone will take a lot of encouragement. And then you look at the big two, away to St Mirren Rangers. The way they're playing, you would think they would handle that. And obviously the banker is obviously Celtic Park against a poor Ross County side.
Well, whilst you get your calls in, Rangers fans, this is what Philippe Clement thought of it. He believes the 3-0 win at Easter Road would have left a good impression on anyone watching.
That it was a good performance, for sure, after our first goal. A really good second half, a lot of domination, good play on the ball, not giving away too many chances against a good team. After this evening, everybody will say that they saw a good Rangers team and good football. Because of both the teams, this was a good advertisement for Scottish football. It's about everybody, and to be honest, after a game like this, I don't even remember who scored the goals, because it's for me not important who scored the goals. It's as a team scoring goals and coming in these positions.
0141 951 1025. Are you agreeing or disagreeing with what the manager said? We will look back. Maybe there are any Hibs fans out there. Were you disappointed? I think you accept that Rangers go into these games as favourites, but was it all a bit non-eventful? Was it all a bit passive from a Hibs point of view? I know that Hibs, of course, did have one or two chances and some good saves from Jack Butland, but over the piece, if there are any Hibs fans out there who want to get their thoughts in, maybe they can as well.
By the way, for Hibs, again, Nick Montgomery has been a talking point just the last few weeks before the break. It plays nice football, but results haven't been great. And last night, I think Hibs fans might be concerned, looking over their shoulder now at Aberdeen creeping up.
Scott is a Rangers fan. Scott, how pleasing was that result last night?
fantastic. It just shows that we're still there. The last couple of seasons, we've been a wee bit dodgy come this end of the season, but I think Clement's made a big difference, to be honest.
Is that something you were looking at? I saw a few tweets, you know, are Rangers fans been scarred by coming back from the winter break a bit rusty in the past? Was it nice to not do that?
Yeah, it shows a different mentality. So we'll see. Hopefully it shows the right mentality, but only time will tell.
What do you make of that, Gordon? Because it felt like, does it feel like we're kind of back to where we all were with Rangers prior to that Celtic game? You know, it was unbeaten, Philippe Clement, everything was going great, and then of course they lost to the biggest league test, and you don't quite know what that means. But again, last night it was just very much like you'd seen. You know, whether, you know, I'm sure there was still room for improvement, but it was just kind of minimum fuss and just won the game and comfortable.
See, to be honest, I know they've got a lot of injuries. They complain about that, rightly so. Probably picked up another one last night with Cantwell. I thought they looked better, Gordon. I think they looked sharper. I think, to be fair, Hibs playing 4-4-2 against Rangers played right into their hands. I thought Rangers looked like they had worked on a few things in the training ground that gave, obviously, with the winter break, Clement that opportunity to go and stamp his authority on this team. I thought they looked sharp. He got everything right. Okay, Butlin was called into action a few times, but that's what he's there for. He's a top-class goalkeeper. But overall, I think he walked away from Edinburgh last night thinking that was a very good performance and a very good win. 3 goals and a clean sheet. You can't ask for better.
Yeah, I think the midfield as well, the way the midfield started, Daz pointed out, against a system that if you're playing 3 in midfield that you'd relish because the 2 Hibs players just couldn't handle the movement or how spread out the 3 became, Lundstrom, Rask and Cantwell. And you could quite clearly see that in that big pitch that it was worked on. Daz totally right with that. So looks like Philippe Clement has used those couple of weeks away in Spain, those couple of friendlies, just to fine-tune some of his ideas. Incredibly hard for a manager to come in midway through a season and change things instantly. It takes several weeks to get that through, and then when you've got that wee gap, that's your time to cram as much in as possible, and it looks like he has done that.
Who impressed you, Scott?
Cantwell especially. I thought over the last, I don't know, maybe 2-3 months he'd been underperforming, but last night I think he showed that he has got it, and he just needs to be treated the right way, I think. And I know there's a lot of people. Kieran Dill's another one. I don't think it's an opportunity due to injuries and all sorts, but I think the two of them especially have got a lot to offer for the club.
I think something that Scott mentions, you know, I feel like all the Rangers fans feel like they know that it's in there somewhere with Todd Cantwell, and how often can you get it out? Because I think, if we're being honest, even up to the goal, you know, spend my life like many football fans, you know, scrolling through social media, it looked like he was getting a bit of stick again right up until the goal. But what a terrific goal it was.
Yeah. I disagree with Scott. I don't think Cantwell impressed me until the goal. He didn't add a lot to the game. I thought that sometimes, if I was Matondo, for instance, he kept running over to that side where Matondo, you seen early on, had the beating of the right back all night long. He was absolutely going by him for fun, and Cantwell kept coming over. But you can't take anything away from his goal. That's what he's got in his locker. He's a talented player.
No, I
thought that his goal was terrific, Gordon. And then obviously he gets substituted. I'll tell you who impressed me. Sterling, when he came on second half, I thought was absolutely terrific.
What are we thinking about Cyril Dessers, Scott? Is it time that people stopped being so harsh? The stats are fine, the numbers are fine, the return is fine. Maybe the eye test, if you like, isn't as pleasing on occasion. What do you make of him?
I don't know. I just don't feel as if he's a penalty box player. You know, it takes too long to make a decision to basically put the ball in the back of the net. The one last night was great, a wee cheeky side foot, but it was nearly no hard enough, you know.
Oh, you're harsh, Scott. You're harsh.
I know, but I just feel as if there's something missing. And can I offer another point, which is totally separate, please?
Yeah, we'll do that for sure, no problem. But Scott's he's a hard man to please.
Surely it's the
gentle touches. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, kind
of
the finesse. It was. And
it's like one you would try at the 5-a-side.
But it's hard to imagine if someone hadn't seen that goal and you explained that it was Cyril Dessers scored this amazing goal with beautiful finesse, you'd say no way, purely because of what's went before it. So it was a surprise, But you said about his stats, his numbers, what is he, 11 goals this season? Something around that. Not too bad, is it, for a guy that's been criticised?
I'm taking to him now. I'm starting to take to him. And I watched him on Saturday at Dumbarton, and the difference, I think, last night was the chances it came to him at Dumbarton. You can talk about the pitch and conditions and everything, throw everything into the mix there. He was ballooning everything over the bar. He wasn't hitting the target. He was all over the place.
It's a great way to describe it.
Yeah, it was. But I left the studio and I said that Desers would score against Dumbarton. He did. But last night, I'm not buying anybody telling me that he didn't mean that. That was genius.
I loved that.
Anyway, I thought it was brilliant.
Scott, what was your other point?
My other point is about the offside rule, right? And I think it would help VAR out as well, to be perfectly honest with you. As far as I'm concerned, the offside rule at the moment favours the defenders, right? As far as I'm concerned, if any part of the attacker's body is onside, he should be classed as onside. And that solves everything as far as I'm concerned. Everything.
You might be. Is Arsene Wenger not trying something like that? I mean, unfortunately, we can't, you know, just sort of come up with it here. That, you know, as I'm sure Scott knows, offside rule would be a global thing, sort of IFAB approved, that sort of thing. But I think that's Arsene Wenger's on that, isn't he? A player would be offside. Basically, their entire body has to be in front.
Which means the moment the attacker, if he basically sees the ball coming and basically predicts it better than the defender does, he's going to be offside. It's not fair. It should be the defender has to make sure that he's onside.
And you can see the reasoning why. I mean, we all love football, to see goals and see our favourite players score goals. So when goals, like last night's one, was chalked off for a toe being offside, you're really taking the joy, sucking the joy at football.
See, just to correct a little bit of that, because I hear that said quite a lot and I've done it myself, and you think it's so tight and it's so frustrating, so I don't disagree with the general point, but see the lines that we have, they for it to flag up offside, the lines actually have a bit of distance between them. So you've got the line from the last bit of the defender, the line from the attacker, those lines have to be apart for it to flag up as offside. So there actually is daylight, believe it or not. I know it's unpopular, I know everybody hates it, but just for accuracy, we don't get toenail offsides, really. We don't. I know people say it, and they can still be tight, but just to correct that the toenail bit that we hear, there actually is a bit of daylight. If you see it come up offside for us, it means there is a bit of daylight. Maybe not enough for some people, and certainly not enough for Arsene Wenger or for Scott, but just I've seen it in action, and if those lines overlap, then you don't. They're not allowed to touch, basically. Yeah. They need to be separate.
Okay.
Anyway, Arsene Wenger, maybe he's onto something.
Come on, Arsene.
We're going to get that real extreme example, aren't you, where there's like, you know, the striker's like...
His striker's toenail is just touching the defender's line.
Leaning backwards.
The attacker's body's in front and the defender's body's behind. That's not the attacker's fault. That's him doing his job.
You know what she's thinking about it? Being a defender, that would be a nightmare.
You've changed your tune. Yeah.
Aye. Scrap that, Arsene.
You've changed your tune. You're playing the high line. You've worked in that.
I know, but you'd have guys like you dangling a leg, keeping your leg onside and then running through.
That would require quite a speed of thought.
I'd time my run perfectly.
Anyway, thank you very much to Scott. You've certainly got the debate going, Scott. 01419511025. What do you think, Rangers fans? You want to look back on last night, any of the talking points? Scott did well. We covered Cyril Dessers and Todd Cantwell and others. So what jumped out for you? Any tributes, any memories or thoughts about Stephen Davis's retirement? Please do. Matt O'Reilly's going nowhere, says Brendan Rodgers. How do you feel, Celtic fans? Get in touch. We'll talk next.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. For anyone who's watching on the live stream, we've had a tweet in from Wex who wants to know if Mark Wilson's auditioning for the Grease remake.
Oh,
yeah, nice wee sort of
I would, aye.
Velvet jacket the on velvet. There.
It's lovely, eh?
It is.
I tell you what, it's usually quite cold in here, but it's roasting this evening. So a velvet jacket wasn't the best.
Why do you think I've ditched my jacket?
I've seen that.
It's roasting. Anyway, let's go back on the line.
I have sweat patches in the shirt underneath.
You'll have a look at that.
Derek is in Renfrew. How's it going, Derek?
Hi, glad to meet you. Glad to speak to you, boys. Hope you're having a good night yourself.
And you, what are you thinking tonight?
Well, it's actually the boys they're talking about Dessers.
Mm-hmm.
Me, personally, I think Dessers has got to score more goals than Morelos.
Ooh.
I think the chances that boy makes, the work he puts in, when he starts scoring constantly, which I'm sure he will, I think he'll outdo Morelos. He'll be a better striker than Morelos.
I mean, I know he has his faults, but Morelos is Rangers' all-time European goal scorer, isn't he? You think Dessers can surpass that sort of stuff?
Well, I think was it no with Feyenoord that was the top goal scorer in Europe?
Listen, I it's not to shoot it down, it's just to test the theory. Like we said, Cyril Dessers' goal return this season isn't bad. This has never really been about that. I think for fans it's more been about the eyes than the stats, Gordon. But what do you think? Derek's got very high hopes.
See, I know that some of the Rangers fans have criticised him, obviously his link-up play and everything, but I think if you're playing with Rangers and you're banging in goals, people soon forget about the link-up play. That's up to other people to go and do that. As long as you're getting the goals, and Dessers, look, I could probably watch him on Saturday and be critical again. That's the kind of player he is for me. But in the last couple of games, I watched him at Dumbarton and he was having a shocker, but I still thought he looks like tonight he'll find the back in it. And that achieved it. And then last night he comes off the bench, Gordon, which is
hard. A bad example of Dumbarton because it looked like he would get however many chances he needed to score.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you obviously need to maybe take the one that comes along or the two that come along.
Yeah, but I just thought last night when he came on, and I think he grabbed an opportunity to show the Rangers fans what he could do, because not only did he get the goal, now, where it could be a bad thing for him, I think the manager could look and think, do you know what, you could be a bigger impact to me coming off the bench and you know, producing something, especially what he produced last night. I wasn't a player, scoring that goal last night showed to me that he's not lacking confidence. You don't try that. If you're lacking confidence, you put your foot through that and hope that it goes in the back of the net. He knew exactly what he was doing. It was a brilliant finish. Whether he can go on to beat Morelos, I'm not too sure in that one. But I think the jury's still out for me in Dessers.
You know what I think he needs? I think he needs a real important goal, a real significant goal. Like if Rangers are really up against it and he pops up and scores a winner against Hearts or something like that.
So people thought was going to be that day.
I thought it would be the turning point. It was a very good goal. But within the league, or a goal against Celtic, or something really significant that Morelos did most weeks. If Rangers were playing poorly, Morelos would pop up with a couple of goals. He'd win the game 2-0. In Europe, backs against the wall, Morelos would pop up consistently with goals. Dessers just needs that. Just now, a terrific goal last night, but the game was won. Dumbarton, like you say, there's going to be plenty of chances. The game is out of sight. His other goals, you know, surrounded by probably games that maybe been won, unless somebody comes on and corrects me.
Sure, there will be.
I just can't see him at this time surpassing anything Morelos did. Morelos was a terrific striker for Rangers
peak.
In his time.
We're talking peak,
yeah,
Morelos.
In his peak. He let himself down the last stint of his Rangers career. But Dessers work great is fine, but like you keep coming back and saying, it's on the eye, it looks unorthodox sometimes. If he cleans that up and continues scoring, then look, Clement will keep him around.
How important was the win, do you think, Derek?
The win last night was very important. It was very important. I would go as far to say that was the most important win we've had this season.
Why would you say that?
Well, famously, coming back for the winter break, how often do we break down?
Yeah, that's a good point. And plus, the fact you can add into the fact that you had to keep that gap, you keep closing that gap.
Well, it was one of the games in hand as well, wasn't it? I hate when there's games in hand, just because you always have to say the gap's this, and then you feel obliged to point out that there's games in hand. Everybody knows you'd rather have the points on the board.
And it's the most difficult game in hand out of both of them. Away at Hibs, the way Hibs play, they score goals usually, they concede bags of goals. So on paper, it should have been hard. But when Neil Mas scores the first goal, there was no other winner on the night.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that I'm not taking anything away for Rangers. I thought they were excellent last night. Thought Hibs played right into their hands. I like Nick Montgomery. I like the attacking style he's got. But if you're going to play a system like that, your two midfield players have got to get about the pitch. They can't do that. They're footballers. They like to go on the ball and pass it. And the one thing that I think Hibs need to address is the defenders, for me, are poor. They give up goals too easily, but if you look at the three goals Rangers scored last night, I'm probably contradicting myself here a little bit, they were absolutely brilliant. Yilmaz's goal was terrific. Cantwell's goal right in half-time was a terrific strike as well. Nothing really you could do a lot about that. And Dessers, I thought that was, as talking as an ex-striker, I thought it was a wonder goal. I loved it.
You know, I'm always sympathetic to teams outside of Rangers and Celtic because they do have far more money and you're bound to be massive underdogs and they should beat you every time. So there's maybe a slight contradiction about to come, but should Hibs be able to, you know, leave a bit more of an impression on a game like last night? Because I think even the biggest Rangers fans, I don't think we'll get many calls saying Rangers were outstanding last night. You know, no team's getting near them on that level of performance. Yeah. That's not a criticism. I just, you know, for a number of reasons, there's injuries and, you know, and people want the squad improved in January, that sort of thing. But still, you know, it was 3-0, very comfortable.
Oh, of course. I mean, you look at our top teams in this country, or our so-called top teams with top budgets, out with Celtic and Rangers, Aberdeen, Hearts, Hibs. They have got to compete better with Celtic and Rangers, and especially when it's at home.
I suppose they drew 0-0 with Celtic at Easter Road, didn't they?
They did. And listen, I spoke to some of the Celtic guys after that, and they were saying that they didn't move the ball quick enough. Hibs played a kind of different game that game, but they got success, a point of success. Would Hibs fans see that success? They wanted to see their team take it to the opposition, whether it be Celtic or Rangers or anybody else. And I think going forward, they've been good against other sides in the league, but I think against Celtic and Rangers this season at Easter Road, they've been a bit toothless. I know Butland makes a couple of saves, but again, Rangers were well ahead at that point. So, yeah, I think you could expect Hibs to be much better, but you can't take anything away from Rangers because the quality goals were fantastic.
Thank you, Derek. Let's bring in David, who's on the line. How are you, David?
I'm good, guys. How's yourself?
Not bad. Not bad at all. What are you thinking?
Right. I've got three players to comment on. Dessers.
Yep.
I think he's... I wouldn't compare him to Morales. I'd compare him to McCoist. I think he's a poacher. I think the problem he gets is when he's got too much time to think about it. I think if it's in the box and it's a reaction, he'll get it on target or in the back of the net. And his work rate is starting to improve and he's looking a better quality player now that he is banging a few goals. But I think he's a poacher. I think he's a guy, if you get him in the box, he'll get it on target and every so often they'll end up in the back of the net.
I'm glad we're talking stylistically because anybody who's just tuned in with thinking what a quick turnaround this has been. Cyril Dessers has gone from the scrap heap to Morelos and McCoist in the space, the space of a night. Come on then, you're the goal getter, as you always tell us. Is there an instinctive thing there?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think when he's given time to think in the box, he's not very good. I don't think he's got the composure. You've seen that. The special one was at Celtic Park where he took touch. And I think he was actually at that point thinking, what am I going to do here? And before that, it was too late. The chance is away. Mm. Whereas last night, that ball's fallen at his feet and it's as quick as a flash.
It's still really composed though, isn't it? So it's not that the composure's lacking.
No, I just...
Am I being too sort of pernickety?
I think he is a player that, you know, if he doesn't have to think about it, it's like if you're a striker and you were a goal scorer and then you had other strikers that would run up and go one and one with a goalkeeper and have 100 thoughts in their head and mess it up, Gordon, because we've all been there. But he's a kind of striker that just needs to decide, is that ball's coming? Right, I'm going to hit it, or I'm going to do what I've done last night. If he tries to think about it and taking a touch and moving different angles to make a better angle for himself, put it in the back of the net, he's not scoring. Now, I would never class him in the McCoist era. I was very fortunate at the beginning of Rangers' career. I played well and he was sensational in there. He used to hit the ball before a goalkeeper could say. He was a master at it, i.e. why he scored so many goals. Dessers hasn't got that, but if he's got a chance to score, it'll be in a quick reaction rather than thinking about it.
Who else, David? Who else is on your list?
Yilmaz.
Okay.
I think now he's starting to get a few games and he's starting to get a run of the team and get settled. We can see he has slightly still a bit of a worry in defence, but so was Barisic. But I think he's starting to look like a bit of a player in this, and he's starting to play well, and he showed that with his goal, which he took superbly.
Come on then, you always defend Borna Barisic. Is it time to accept that Yilmaz could be Rangers' best option at left back?
Exclusive.
I've given up on Bernabe and I've sided with Dessers a little bit. And I watched Yilmaz closely last night. I do agree. I think David's got great points there, and the fact that defensively there was a couple of chances that Hibs created came down his side. But going forward, use of the ball, his goal last night, great ball from Lundstrom, great finish. He's starting to look like a player that now will claim that number three jersey or whatever it may be. Left back berth. I can't remember. They all wear different numbers.
Exactly.
In my day,
it was really
number three.
Anymore.
Yeah, so he'll claim that left back berth. But Barisic, I like Barisic. I don't think he's let Rangers down, but I just think that Yilmaz brings a little bit more.
See, without being too
freshness.
Harsh, he has let them down sometimes. I'm not saying he's bad or whatever, but well, he's never let Rangers down.
Well, defensively, but you can,
right, well,
you can,
quite a key,
but you
component.
Can throw that to Tavernier as well. You can throw that to all defenders.
Again, I'm
there's
not
a
saying
lot
it's
of
only
defenders.
Him, but just the use of your phrase has never let them down.
Well, you know,
not
what, you know what
here.
I mean. He's not been a bad player for Rangers.
He's
not
a look, shovel.
You don't look at Barisic. Hold on a minute. Oh, velvet jacket. You get one jacket and all of a sudden you think you're.
Do you want me to make you disappear at this minute? Ta-da!
I get the cape.
Oh.
But I get back to the point. I'm starting to. If I was Barisic and Yilmaz has got to stay in the building, I'd start to be a bit concerned.
David, I don't think we can go through them all, but if you've another name on the list, let's go.
Sterling.
Ah, that is an interesting one.
I think when I was watching it last night, I don't think he put a foot wrong on that park last night. I think every pass he hit went to a Rangers player, and if it was needed, he was winning it off a Hibs player. I think he was absolutely brilliant on that park.
I couldn't possibly have asked this question a couple of months ago, so even now that it's legitimate, it's quite something. Is Dujon Sterling a better option in midfield than Nicholas Raskin is at the moment?
I was arguing with friends about that today. I think Sterling could be a better option in midfield than Raskin.
It's amazing how quickly things move because
just right now,
no one.
Big game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who would you go for? I'd still go
for Raskin.
Would you?
Yep.
No, I've got to say, I said it earlier when the first caller came on talking about Cantwell impressed him. I thought Sterling, second half last night, I thought he was head and shoulders above MD in the pitch. I thought he was terrific.
Okay, right, we'll leave it there. David, thank you. In fact, David, very quickly, what were your thoughts on Steve Davis' retirement?
It's a sad loss. He's been an absolutely amazing ambassador for Rangers, whether it be on or off the park. And to say goodbyes, I'm hoping to keep him in some way behind the scenes, but he's been a godsend. He's pulled us out of so many holes over the years that you can't thank him enough. He's a Hall of Famer.
Mark, you'll have been in the receiving end of some impressive Stephen Davis performances, I'm sure. You look at what he's contributed to club and country. Yeah, it's quite a career, isn't it?
Outstanding career. And really nice guy, down to earth, off the pitch as well. But would they get probably about 240 or something Rangers appearances, two European finals, and the 100 cap club, is he, with Northern Ireland?
140.
Just a sensational career. And yeah, as a sad loss for Rangers, but everybody's got their shelf life and you just wonder if he will stay about in the academy or something like that.
Any other tributes to add? You can, Celtic fans. This is the time we're about to hear those comments from Brendan Rodgers, because last night we were awash with discussion about Matt O'Reilly bids from Atletico Madrid, how much it would take, would he go, would he want to leave, all that sort of stuff. And Brendan Rodgers answered the question today. So get your calls in and we'll play it for you after I tell you about this. Clyde One. Dan was at work as a marine biologist when he got our call on Make Me a Winner. Now he's planning a trip to New York with his partner Sarah, and the money has gone up and up. We could make you the winner of £100,000. Just imagine how many of those terrible velvet jackets from Zara could Mark Wilson buy with that £100,000 paid straight into your bank account after the call tomorrow, but only if you're in the draw. Text YES to 61025. If you do it right now, you get five entries for the price of one text entry. Great value in anyone's book. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. Enter at Clyde1.com for £2 or call 0330 880 4523 and the calls are charged at a standard rate as well. It is over 18s only. All the rules for this network competition can be found online. If you get the call after 3pm tomorrow, answer within five rings, say make me a winner straight away, and that is how you win the money, £100,000 into your bank account by tea time. Text YES to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are in the building. It's 0141 951 1025, or you can tweet at Clyde SSB. This is the big talking point from a Celtic perspective by a mile over the last couple of days. Brendan Rodgers confirming Matt O'Reilly will stay at Celtic this month. That's despite Atletico Madrid making a move for the player.
Well, there was that, but Matt's obviously a player that we don't want to lose, and he won't be going anywhere in January. So, no, I think he's been absolutely brilliant. Listen, I think it's a great testament to him and obviously what the club can do for a player. He's made his first international cap this season, and obviously a club like Atletico Madrid is a big club in European football. So, but no, he's very much a part of what we're doing. He's been a joy to work with, and had a good chat with Matt this morning, and it's he's someone that he'll be here for us for the second part of the season. And for us, as I said, we've got no want to sell, we've got no need to, and he'll be here for the second part of the season. You have a value of the player, and certainly what has come in for Matt in the time I've been here is nowhere near the valuation and of the quality of player that he is.
He won't be leaving in January. That's unequivocal. There's no ambiguity there. Yes.
In January, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the main concern, isn't it? The Celtic fans.
Look, I think it would be crazy if you had to sell Matt O'Reilly at this point in time. We all know the model here for Celtic. Get them at 1.5 million in Matt O'Reilly's case, keep them a couple of years and sell them for an extremely large profit. But when you're a few months away from the end of the season, or 4 or 5 months away, and you've got Rangers just on your tails, why would you sell your best player? I don't think that would go down very well with the supporters. Now, in January, I think is a key statement there. I don't think there'll be much to stop Celtic selling them in July or August. I think the bids will come then, and they may just be too big to turn down then. But I think that'll be fine, because you get 2.5 years at the player. You've developed him from an under-21 international to a full international. He's contributed to your games in the Champions League, but your success domestically. And I think that would then be the right time to cash in on them, but never in January when things are so tight.
Jim is a Celtic fan. Is that the answer you were hoping for from Brendan Rodgers today, Jim?
Yes, it is. Good evening to you guys, two Gordons. Hello. And Mark.
Just evening, like Jim. Hi.
Yeah, the point, Mark took away a lot of my thunder there.
No. There's no chance that he put it better than you can, Jim. No way.
Ah, well, yesterday when I heard that there was a possibility he was going, basically, it was laughable. There was no way they were letting him go in this window. The way he's progressing, and they were talking a loan deal as well, I think, which was preposterous, totally. The end of the season, possibly, if he progresses the way he's going, the end of the season, if they are going to be letting him go, I would reckon, they talked last night, the region of 30 million. I would say that would probably be a starting point for it if he's progressing at the rate he's going just now. We've got Paolo Bernardo who's coming on to a game, but he's alone at the minute. and whether we make that move permanent, we'll wait and see on that one. But he's really stepping in as well, so it's very good. That's my point. But let's put it to
Gordon. No problem. We can pick up again in a sec. Yeah. What's your view on this being, Gordon? I actually changed my mind slightly on the loan thing, because when I first thought, why on earth would you loan? But I suppose transfer fees are probably kind of staggered anyway. And if the bottom line was he's not playing your football at Celtic second half of the season, did it really matter whether it was a loan and then the big fee comes in the summer? I don't know if that would have mattered too much, but on a pure footballing sense, you couldn't let him go, as Mark and Jim have said.
No, absolutely not. I think the Celtic fans would have been happy with the club if they'd let Matt Riley go, because he's been terrific this season. He's obviously, I know it's early, probably in running for player of the year. I think since Brendan Rodgers has come in and tweaked that position for him, he's just got better and better. He's a goal threat. His timing of the runs is brilliant. He knows where the back end is. He's playing at the top of his game now, Gordon. Look, if you take it being selfish for Matt Riley, if you hear at Atletico Madrid, now remember, it's Atletico Madrid. They're a massive, massive club with an unbelievable manager. A great opportunity to go to someone, you know, a club the size of that. But I think Matt O'Riley, just listen to his interviews after games, I think he's fully focused on trying to help Celtic, obviously, achieve the title, and obviously they're still in Cup. But I agree with Mark. I think it will get to a stage where if he keeps producing what he's producing, then Celtic will probably have to move him on.
Brendan Rodgers, another part of that, Mark said he spoke to Matt this morning and he's going to be there for the second part of the season. I'm paraphrasing a bit. Was that a worry or a concern for you? As Gordon says, there are attractive offers and then there are attractive offers. And Atletico Madrid, we spoke about it in the show last night, it's about as attractive an offer as we've had for a player in Scotland.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, because, you know, we've had offers or players going down south. You look at Edward going down to Crystal Palace, Jota going to the Middle East, but never really teams that are competing at the top end of European competition.
We referenced that Tierney was probably
your closest. But Atletico Madrid, like I said, you know, a team that will go deep into the Champions League every year, almost every chance of winning it every year, the way they play, with a manager who knows how to win. Always up the top end of La Liga, so it's a real threat, there's no doubt about it. And look, I think if they come back in for him in the summer and they match the figure that Brendan Rodgers is putting him, then of course he will go, and I think all parties will be happy. But I think that was important, that Brendan Rodgers sat the player down and had the chat with him, rather than there being, you know, any grey area in between the manager not really knowing what the player thinks, the player thinking, am I going to, you know, get a phone call on the last night of the transfer window and say, pack your bags, you're away, and it's out of his hands. We've heard that happening sometimes. So I think both of them discussing that, they know where they stand, and it might have been a conversation, sit tight, one is the league, one is the Scottish Cup, and then in the summer we'll be happy to let you go. But I think, like Jim said, it will be a big figure. What was it, 25 million for Jota? Could be there or thereabouts for Matt Riley.
What else are you thinking, Jim?
Yeah, my second thing, actually a wee bit of a dig at Gordon, not Gordon DL, yourself.
Oh, good Jim. Yes, Jim.
Jim,
let's have it.
Fill your boots.
Dazzler, you can take a wee breather.
Thank you, I'm so happy with that.
Gordon, every single night I listen, I love the teaser, I map down every answer, get into work the next day and bamboozle them all with my knowledge, right? Right. Uh-huh. But every now and again, you give a teaser. Like last night, right, the oldest player who's played for each of the top flight, you cut it off at 9. I know you were running out of time, and I understand that. But when you're doing that, could you please quickly rhyme off the other answers?
It's a fair request. Jim sounds like a fair man, and I'm not too proud to admit that is fair. What I would say is, don't blame me, blame Simon and Marvin. So the question was the oldest player for every team in the league this century. And yeah, I did say at the start, but Jim is still right, I did say at the start, I don't think we're going to do all 12. It just seems like a very long question. See how you get on. But Jim is right. And Jim, so that you can sleep well or bamboozle your pals, Dundee's was Bob Geddes, St Johnson's was Steve Banks, and Ross County's was Craig Brewster. Are we pals?
Yeah, I got that. And one more.
So you did. Absolutely no chance.
24 hours later.
Very quickly, Jim. We're late, but I like your style. So take it away.
Could you say to Mark, to remind your producer, let him know where Kindorrett and Cumbernauld is, because he's never heard of it, he said.
Oh, I know where that is.
The producer hadn't heard of it.
And Kindorrett.
He'd never heard of Kindorrett.
Nightmare. Can't get the staff these days. Even I know where that is. Thank you very much, Jim and Kindorrett. Right enough. Let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
It is Beat the Pundit time. It's your chance to come on here and take on Mark Wilson or Gordon DL. I even bumped into an SPFL footballer today who said he wanted to play, who was on tonight, and I thought, well, it is generally quite an easy night. Thursday.
Is it?
I can't tell you that, just in case he
Mother wants
to ruin the surprise. Anyway, it's
was
your...
He on?
I don't know. I'm just about to open the lines. I know you're sitting next to Paul Daniels, but I'm not Mystic Meg. I don't know what's about to happen
on the
phone lines. They're starting to light up now, right enough. 01419511025. It's not. Beat the Pundits next.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. It's 01419511025 or it's Twitter at Clyde SSB. We have been looking back on last night's game at Easter Road, talking through who was good, who stood out, who put impressive performances in. There's quite a lot in there. Spoke about Cyril Dessers and Dujon Sterling and Ridvan Yilmaz. So if you want to add to any of those, please do. Stephen Davis has retired. How highly do you hold him in your memories, Rangers fans? What are you thinking in terms of where he ranks and the service that he gave the club? Do let us know. Celtic fans, just before the news, we were talking Matt O'Reilly. Brendan Rodgers says he's going nowhere in January. Is that music to your ears? How do you think this one will play out? Let us know right now and we'll talk to you after this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, Beat the Pundit time. It's now two wins for the listeners in 2024 after Marvin was beaten on a tiebreaker last night.
I heard his answer.
Can't even win a Beat the Pundit.
Rudy Vata, the answer.
Did you like that?
He said Ronnie.
Rocco Vata is the son of which former Celtic player? And he said Ronnie.
Ronnie Vata.
Straight off, Ronnie Vata. He was so sure of it.
Listen, I wouldn't laugh yet, you two, because you could still be playing tonight. So let's meet tonight's contestant, who is Sammy. How's it going, Sammy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Now, it says you're from Greenock, but you're in Tenerife.
Yes, correct, yeah.
Quite similar, aren't they, really? When the light hits a certain way.
No, 24 degrees today, so...
That's nice.
My mum and dad go there on Saturday. I've got the airport drop-off.
Oh, it's the worst.
Five in the morning.
When are you back, Sammy?
A week in Friday. So looking forward to coming home and beating Motherwell in the cup when I come home.
Sammy. Don't. I hope your flight's delayed if it's the Friday night. Anyway...
Could you see Sammy sitting there with his band on? All-inclusive.
All-inclusive, yeah.
It's not inclusive.
Oh, it is, Sammy. It is.
Nah, he's going out and about.
You're for Greenock.
Then Veronica's.
He's going out and about.
Stealing the toiletries.
I'm doing that on Saturday, yeah.
Veronica's.
Going to Veronica's on Saturday.
Oh, brilliant. That's all right, Veronica's, isn't it?
Wow, that's lively.
Maddie, it was okay.
Lively.
Anyway, let's move on before we get ourselves in trouble. Heads, it will be Mark Wilson. Tails, it is Gordon DL. And it is Tails, a man who knows a thing or two about dodgy foreign night spots. It's Gordon DL up against Sammy in Tenerife. So we'll give Gordon some greatest hits radio to listen to so that he can't hear us. And Sammy, I know you'll know the way this works. It's the same whether you're abroad or not. 30 seconds, answer as many questions as you can and pass if you don't know the answer, okay?
Yep.
Right, let's go. 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. What tier of Scottish football does the Highland League sit at? Matt O'Reilly's been linked with which Spanish team?
Atletico Madrid.
Who's Scott Brown taken as his assistant to Ayr United?
Stephen Whittaker.
After last night, how many league goals does Cyril Dessers now have for Rangers?
9.
Who is the current manager of Arbroath?
Pass.
What League 2 side are famous for their Brideys?
Forfa.
True or false, former Rangers striker Jermaine Defoe is related to Spider-Man actor William Defoe?
False.
Oh my word. Anyway, let's bring Gordon Deal back. Can you hear us?
Yeah, can.
Good. What were you listening to there?
Ah, the boy Young.
Paul Young.
Paul Young.
You looked like you were getting right into
wherever
that.
Wherever I lay my heart.
Get a bit of a look about Paul Young. About you.
Yeah, it was a good song, yeah.
That's
how I sat back because it was a wee bit slow. I didn't want to listen.
You looked like you were panicking. Anyway, ready?
Let me hear one of these questions.
Right, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. What tier of Scottish football does the Highland League sit at?
Fourth.
Matt O'Reilly has been linked with which Spanish team?
Athletic Madrid.
Who's Scott Brown taken as his assistant to Ayr?
Whittaker.
After last night, how many league goals does Cyril Dessers have?
Nine.
Who is the current manager of Arbroath?
McIntyre.
What League 2 side are famous for their bridies?
Forfar.
True or false, former Rangers striker Jermaine Defoe is related to Spider-Man actor Willem Dafoe?
True.
After the game against Dundee, how many penalties in a row has Lauren Shanklin now
three.
Not scored? What are you thinking, Sammy, in Tenerife?
See you later, Sammy.
What could be dodgy?
Pack up.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And Sammy's I know I always say this. Are you sure?
Well, I'm not now because you've got the answers in the text. Oh, and Sammy sounds okay. That wristband's getting right on tonight.
What tier of Scottish football does the Highland League sit at? Count them with me. Premiership, Championship, League One, League Two. Highland and Lowland League sit level in the fifth tier. You said fourth. So 1-0, Sammy.
Well, well done, Sammy. Was that a guess?
With no disrespect,
yes, it doesn't take much to count to five.
I know.
So that's kind of all you had to do.
That was just knowledge for Sammy. Though.
Matt O'Reilly's been linked with Atletico Madrid. Both got it. Stephen Whittaker has gone with Scott Brown. Both got it.
Oh, no.
Cyril Dessers, seven league goals. None of you got it.
Oh, well done,
so
Sammy.
Trail by one. Jim McIntyre is the manager of Arbroath. Gordon goes one in front.
No. Level.
Level.
Oh, level, sorry. Level.
Honest Gordon. There, eh?
I meant you're the only one that got
it.
I'm
liking Sammy. I've got a lot of time for Sammy.
The Brideys, Forfar, both got it. Still level. True or false?
Nobody makes that question up unless it's true.
Former. There's a lot going on here, believe me.
I think I've seen Defoe at the Spider-Man premiere.
Former Ranger striker Jermaine Defoe is related to Spider-Man actor Willem Dafoe. I mean, it's
not a question.
It's obviously not true.
I know that. I just went for that true.
Why would you do that? You've pretty much lost yourself.
Do you know who Willem Dafoe is?
Have you seen Willem Dafoe? Right. It's not even spelt the same. That's easily one of your worst answers ever.
Do you know, I've got to be honest with you, I thought I was out of sight, so I thought I'd just throw a wee curveball in there for a bit of fun. Did Sammy get that?
Well, he said it was false, so he got it.
I think everybody got that.
So Sammy goes 5-4 in front.
Were there one more question? One more question?
One more question.
What was it?
After the game against Dundee, how many penalties in a row
I've got that
Lawrence
right.
Shanklin
Sammy got it?
Now missed.
He's missed three.
It's three in a row. Well done to you.
No, Sammy!
What? Sammy didn't get that
yes!
far.
Yes! Won the game!
Five all.
Get
going
in
to the
there,
tiebreaker
Sammy!
For the second
I'll can't wait to take a scalp.
Do you know there's nothing worse than a backseat driver? Kenny Miller is getting involved. He's sending me messages saying that you shouldn't be getting McIntyre or Whittaker because you're only given some names.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Aye, Sammy. Michael McIntyre.
He says, or Big Marv should have won after getting Vata. I think if you're daft enough to throw in a first name and it's wrong, you'd just pay
especially
that price.
Ronnie.
You can't be giving him Ronnie Vata.
Tell Miller to shut up. What do you do with him?
Sitting there on his 8-day fast.
I know.
Having a pop at his unbeaten
Skeletor.
Honestly. Lost 5 stone.
Yeah, that's me doing to a 14 waist, darling.
Anyway, let's go to
face slap. Drawn right into
the tiebreaker.
Kenny.
Marvin Bartley got it terribly wrong last night.
I'm no good at tiebreakers.
The tiebreaker tonight, and I need a quick answer so we don't. I mean, Sammy won't be Googling it, he's in Tenerife.
I will.
From 1872 to the present. Wow.
Oh, no.
What is the Scotland national team's win percentage? The men's national team's win percentage? Just of all time, I guess, pretty much. Okay, what are you going, Sammy?
Hurry up. That's first, yeah.
Go. Let's hear it.
48%.
I'm excited about this because it's not bad. Gordon's gone 42, right? And I thought, fair dues. By your standards, that's no bad. Sammy's gone 48. It's 47.46.
Oh, he's googled Sammy. That. He's googled that.
How quick do you think he googled
it? He's googled that. He's got 70 sitting there.
Absolute nonsense.
Who's beside you, Sammy? Sammy, I'm not buying that.
Easy.
No, it wasn't easy. Listen, I went true on the true. I knew that was false, Sammy. Seriously?
Sammy, wait till you're home. There's no chance we're sending the sign ball to Tenerife, but well done. It is yours.
Just bring it to Capo on the Friday night cup game.
Oh, we'll be in here. Don't you worry. I'll be staying away.
I'll come down and deliver it myself.
I was there the last time.
A happy birthday, please.
Who, sorry?
It's my girlfriend Sharon's birthday today.
She's been Googling.
Is she with you on holiday?
No, they're up the stairs listening.
It's your big birthday treat is to take her on holiday and play Beat the Pundit.
Oh,
well,
we've had six bottles of Prosecco today.
Oh, right, okay. He still beat you. He still beat you. That is an all-time low. You just lost to a guy who's had six bottles of Prosecco. Please, he's drunk responsibly. How does that make you feel?
Oh,
that's a good effort. That's a good effort for a Thursday afternoon.
Actually, I just tucked him away and went false, you know.
Don't give us it.
Honestly, I swear.
You did that thing where you tried to second guess and thought if they're asking it must be true.
No,
can you sort of stand up and just lean over just a bit if you can?
Aye.
I just want to show you a picture of Willem Dafoe. Just so you now know what he looks like. Not a relation of Jermaine Dafoe. See the family resemblance.
Spat him out.
Honestly, so
bad. Listen.
You've actually had some poetry in though. If it makes you feel better.
We do like a bit of poetry, especially in Burns Night.
For the first time ever, it's not aimed at him. I genuinely think this is the first Curious Creatures poem that is not aimed at you. It's aimed at you instead, Mark Wilson.
Right.
Well, let's get some calls in as well. 01419511025. We only took one before the news there on Matt O'Reilly. So Celtic fans, let's keep that going for a bit longer if we can. How do you feel hearing Brendan Rodgers say definitely not happening in January? Does that put your mind at ease? All the rest of it, how do you think it will play out, and so on. A Burns Night guest of honour, and you might not quite believe seeing a man address the haggis pulling hankies from his sleeve. Imagine Robbie years ago just trying to make it. Now some dafty's doing poems in an awful velvet jacket. Mark Wilson,
good,
for anyone who's not in the live stream, has inexplicably turned up in some sort of velvet blazer.
Yeah,
claims he's
my dinner jacket.
Yeah. Claims he's going to a burn supper tonight, but
The only bit of good news he's got tonight is I've got a tin of deodorant in my car I can loan before he goes. He's
sweating that.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot in here.
It's like a microwave meal. I have the steam coming out of him.
You a haggis fan? Is that what's going down in the flat tonight?
I like
a bit of haggis.
A bit of Burns, yeah. Like the Burns.
No, I
used to go to all the dinners.
I'm
down
asking
in
you specifically,
home
are
of
you
Burns?
This doesn't listen, does he?
He keeps saying Burns for some reason. I don't know why.
He said it so often, it's making me, you know, it doesn't sound like
go
a word
on,
anyway.
Sorry, what was the question?
Are you having haggis for dinner?
No, I'm not.
Right, why? Just couldn't be bothered.
No, I had haggis last night.
Oh, you're joking.
But poorly prepared that we forgot that we were going to this Burns night tonight. So
that's foolish.
Two nights of haggis, that's just the ultimate Scotsman, eh?
That's very foolish.
For my lunch tomorrow as well.
Nice, it's a nice filling.
Have you ever had a haggis toasty?
No.
Delicious. People at the haggis toasty with a wee bit of chutney on it. You get that in some cafes? People will back me up. I know they will.
I've heard of that.
Haggis toasty. Haggis and cheese toasty.
I don't know if this is like sacrilege. I'm just not mad on it. Like, I'll eat it if it's put in front of me, but I just wouldn't go out my way to have it tonight. Really,
whiskey sauce. It's either whiskey or peppercorn sauce.
No, I go whiskey.
Whiskey sauce,
yeah. Whiskey sauce, I'll do. I
must have stopped for haggis pakora or something on the way home. That sounds more like your street.
Two wheat of bikes and banana. That's what's left my calorie deficit.
That's what you're having for dinner?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
ever since I saw him in the gym on that machine that tells you what calories you should eat, he's been on a calorie deficit diet.
Yeah, I've already put it in.
What have you been eating today then?
Exactly. How much have you had today? That's all you've got left.
I had my protein that today. So,
right.
So I've sort of kept my 2 weeks of bikes and my banana. I've already put it in my app.
What a treat to go home to. Imagine that.
Can I just recommend, just leave the banana and just have a wee chocolate biscuit.
Aye.
Be the
banana's 110 calories in a banana.
That'll be about the same calories and you'll enjoy it much more.
Chop the banana up, munch it in.
Haggis pakora.
That's the sort of thing my 3-year-old has for breakfast and you're having it for your dinner.
Yeah, I don't have breakfast, so I'll have it tonight. Lovely.
honestly.
He loves his life upside down, doesn't he?
Cheerful.
He does. He gets up in the middle of the night, watches box sets, has breakfast at night time. Nice.
0141 951 1025. That is the number you need if you want to talk Matt O'Reilly. Please do, Celtic fans, or anything else. You, I mean, I ask it every night. It's open to fans of every team. It's the 25th. We're talking Burns night. What's happening? Are you still calm about the transfer window, or are you starting to panic a little bit? Nobody's really doing much, Mark. Well, I mean, maybe that's doing a slight disservice. You know, St Mirren, James Scott last night, and Kilmarnock have been signing, and Ross County have added. I don't want to fall into that trap of making it all about Celtic or Rangers, but if we are talking the title race, there's not a great deal going on.
No, not at all. And I think that is surprising. When you look at a new manager coming in, and Philippe Clement, faced with quite a few injuries to key areas of the pitch, I would have expected him to add one or two, and nothing much moving. And Brendan Rodgers will go back to, he wants to add quality to the squad, he wants to put his own stamp on it. And again, it's a winger that comes in. And look, I agree with you. I heard you the other night saying, if there is a left back out there, can it be done in January? Are you just going to sign another left back for the sake of it? Of course not. So they might have something up their sleeve, but I would have thought at least one more would come through the door at Celtic Park before the window shuts. So slightly surprised at that. Not really hearing anything.
Fraser is a Celtic fan. I think that the main topical one, Fraser, clearly is Matt O'Reilly. How do you feel about that situation?
I'm not bothered. It's, as we all know, this time of year is the worst time for a club to buy. So ended it once Matt O'Reilly will need to pay a premium. And that's what a premium is, 25 million upwards, if they want him now. That's three quality players. Celtic do need a wee bit of a revamp. Brendan needs to pick players that he trusts. We've got a lot of guys that he didn't pick in this squad. They're all doing great. Everybody can improve, can't they? I just heard Mark talk about the left back. I personally think Taylor's a great player. Would you get better? Yes. But would they come here and would they stay? Doubt it. I think anybody that wants a consistent squad, we have to pick players that can stay here. I was working night shifts, so it was a bit trippy last night. I had a thought about Scott McTominay or O'Reilly. Sounds like a fair deal to me.
Where does Scott McTominay? You want to sell Matt O'Reilly and buy Scott McTominay?
I think if, and it's a big if he could be talked into coming here. There's a guy who's a Scottish internationalist that can go anywhere in the English Premiership. If he could get talked into coming to Celtic, he could be a mainstay of the team, because I think his position be just in front of a three-man defence. And there's a player that you could build a squadron. Matt O'Reilly will not be here next year, right? So you've got to go with what you can get. I'm not saying we can get McTominay, but that type of player, and there's others like him, that sort of height, that sort of pace, that sort of skill, that's what Celtic need if we do want to get better.
Do you think there's a danger? I mean, he's probably, and I've been so general here, but as a minimum, he'll be on double Celtic's highest earner. Would that be fair?
Easy.
Absolute minimum.
Yeah.
That's where people talk about Jota, people talk about this and that. If Brendan's at Celtic for a reason, right? And if Dermot fancies a push, there is no better time. And it's a big if, but the money in the bank, the likes of O'Reilly going, I hear talking about Carter Vickers, whatever. No, it's like, three players are sold now, it's not the end of the world.
No, I get that. I just Scott McTominay, it was a 5-year deal he signed, 2020. Mm-hmm. It could be as much as three times Celtic's highest earner for all I know. But anyway, as a pure hypothetical, you know, Fraser says he would be comfortable-ish, if you like, you know, because that's what Celtic do, and they sell players and so on. Mark, at what point does the footballing bit of it just have to kind of kick in and take over? Is that what's happening here? I mean, I know it was a loan offer, but the money would have still arrived eventually. Is there a fee Celtic would have taken right now, as an example? Or do you have to almost just kind of close your mind to it because of what's at stake?
That's an interesting question, because if you think the fee was absolutely astronomical,
well, yeah,
then
don't get me
be...
wrong, I'm not talking, I know he goes if they bid 90 million just now.
But there is still competitions to win here, and Brendan Rodgers has been brought to Celtic to win silverware. That's it. That's his remit. Win silverware and progress in Europe. Now, if you're taking the players out from under his feet halfway through a campaign, then you're undermining the manager and why you brought him back to Celtic. So I don't think there was any chance of him being sold in January if the manager says he's still wanted here. It's different if the manager goes in and says, you know what, listen, Bernardo has certainly come onto a game. He's a bit like O'Reilly. I've got X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to bring another one, so I could do without O'Reilly. That's different if the manager sanctions it. But I don't think there'd be any chance of Brendan Rodgers thinking that way. He'll want to keep his quality players in the building at the minute, trim the ones that aren't playing, and if he can add one or two to make them stronger, that's what where he wants to get to in the summer. It's obviously going to be different.
The only thing I would say I picked up in Brendan Rodgers saying every player's got their value. Everybody's got their price, of course they have. Look, I think Brendan Rodgers will be delighted to come out and make that announcement this afternoon saying that Matt O'Reilly's got to be a Celtic player to the end of the season at least. I think he will go in the summer because I think the boy's been terrific. It's no surprise that big clubs are looking at him. He's a terrific talent. He's just got better and better, especially this season. Mike Tomine, I think, is a bit out the wage bracket for me. I think he's a good player. I think he's been terrific for Scotland in the past there. But I just think wages too far.
Yeah, his value will go up when he fires Scotland to Euro glory in the summer as well. So we'll leave it there. Thanks, Fraser. 01419511025. And if you give us a call right now, there's a good chance we will get you on next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 01419511025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Diel are here at 01419511025. That's the number you need. So come on down. Let us know what's on your mind. Maybe you want to steer us away from something we've already discussed. Remember, when the transfer window is here, it's open to all of you, fans of all clubs. What are you thinking? Your transfer business, are you doing enough? What are you looking for between now and the end of the window? Mark Wilson still miraculously has got that velvet jacket on, has decided not to take it off. Fair play.
Building up to the big finale.
You can see it on the live stream if you're watching. And let's give a teaser to the guys.
The full-time teaser with Sliding Wardrobe Solutions East Kilbride. Slat wall panels available in 7 colours. Now in stock at East Kilbride at competitive prices.
Right. Now, the full-time teaser can be carnage at the best of times. This is going to be extra carnage. This is different. Right? This is Burns themed. So there are no list of right or wrong answers. Okay? But basically, we're asking for you to test your rhyming skills, your poetry skills, see what you can come up with, okay? So basically, I'm going to give you 8 names from current SPFL teams, and all you have to do is try and rhyme that name with someone else in Scottish football.
Right. Okay.
Do you understand your assignment?
Yeah.
Rabbi. Yeah?
Rabbi.
Matondo.
Rhyme or with Rabbi?
I'm calling you Rabbi.
Cabby.
For a joke, because it's Rabbi right. Burns, and because we're about right. to do the teaser.
So the answer is we no, we didn't understand.
But don't.
Oh my word.
Right, but Rabbi Cabby, that's what you're looking for.
Well, technically,
yeah.
I'm going to give you a surname right. of a player currently in the SPFL.
Yeah, go.
You need to rhyme it with another name from across Scottish football at any time. Okay.
Right.
So the first one, for example, and we'll just work through them. I won't give you all 7. So number one, Louis Molt.
Holt. Jason
there we
Holt.
Go. Well done, Gordon Diel. Well you're done. Up. How good seeing that. Well done.
Yes.
Greg Taylor.
Taylor. Mailer.
Lee Naylor.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a couple of birds.
That's two.
He's an hour one.
That's good. 2 down. We'll spread it out. Producer, by the way, I'm going to stir up a bit of criticism for you two. Producer John said you two would struggle with this. I thought you would scoosh it. That's very impressive. We go one more.
One more.
To test it. Kemar Roof. It could be harder.
Roof.
Tooth.
Elhaj Juth.
Tooth.
Yes. Yes. That's magic.
You get underestimated in here, you two. You've got a secret talent in there somewhere. There we go. 0141 951 1025. That's the number you need to get in touch. Give us a shout. Let us know what you're thinking. If you want to share your haggis plans, you can do. Sammy, who beat you at Beat the Pundits, actually tweeted a picture of him sitting with the Prosecco. In, where was he? Tenerife, was it?
Well, like you say, I could just picture Sammy. Is he, has he got the wristband on?
He looks all right.
Has he?
Aye.
Wristband
looks like
on.
It's been a good old day.
The wee strip.
Actually, it is a strip of some description, but I don't
pair
know.
Pair of shorts that are too big for him. Ankle socks, I can see it all now.
No, listen, a pair of Crocs.
He beat you anyway.
In the feet. He went
there, really.
What do you mean?
If I'd taken it serious, he was beat. I had just a bit of fun. I knew Spider-Man was nothing to do with Defoe.
You take it serious all the time, so I'm not, just not buying that at all. Let's hear a bit from James, who's in Yoker. How are you, James?
How are we doing?
All good here. How are you?
Aye, very well.
Nice one. What do you think of last night from a Rangers perspective? Who stood out?
Very happy with the performance, but I think you've got to give credit to Dessers. I've been one of Dessers' biggest critics since the start of the season. I think he's an absolute donkey, but he's winning me over.
Like that, just really measured. He's not quite on the donkey scale anymore, or has he still got time
well,
to?
At the start of the season, he was a donkey with no legs. Now he's just a donkey with three legs.
A wonky donkey.
Right, that doesn't sound quite as complimentary as I think James intends it, but he's a donkey with three legs.
I hope Dessers isn't listening, because
and maybe he'll get that
compliment.
Extra leg before the end of the month.
I think a lot of Rangers fans are sitting in the fence with Dessers now. They see something, and then the following week, they go back to thinking, no, it's not there. And then all of a sudden he produces something. You think, right, okay, have a look at how many goals he's scored. He's come off the bench the other night, last night. Terrific goal. Listen, he's a hit and a miss just now for me. But I'm going with him. I'm going down the positive route. As I say, I think the turning point last night was his goal. I thought his goal was terrific.
So James, it's an interesting time, isn't it? Because obviously Fabio Silva's came in with a big... kind of past reputation, obviously looking to kickstart things. You might expect him to be first choice, but maybe he doesn't play like an out-and-out goal scorer. Are Rangers still in the market for another striker? What does that mean? Can Cyril Dessers actually, against all this, be the main striker between now and the end of the season?
I mean, I don't know if he could be the main striker to the end of the season. I've definitely seen an improvement in him since a long time ago. But I think we're bringing guys with the quality of Silva in can only help Dessers. I mean, if he's training with those guys day in, day out, he's only going to get better, and his finishing's only going to get better. I mean, you see me finish last night, he's got it in the locker. He just needs to be a bit more consistent with it.
It's so early in Fabio Silva's time, so we can't judge too quickly, but I don't know. If Philippe Clement goes again this weekend, is he sticking with that? Because I don't think Fabio Silva had a bad game. But Dessers comes on and has that impact. I mean, is that enough to then make him start at the weekend? And then if he scores again, it does kind of become his jersey to lose.
Listen, when Silva came in, I thought he would be the stick on to lead the line. Then I actually saw him and I thought, didn't he look like a number nine? Had some nice touches last night. Looks a clever player. But when you're a striker, Daz will tell you, for Rangers, goals is what you're after. Now Dessers at this moment in time, these last two scored two, so all he can do, if he's coming off the bench, is score goals and put himself in the frame. So bit of a headache for Clement. I know what James is saying about his all round game. It's untidy at times, cumbersome. Everything we've said before, he misses chances. But he has scored, was it 7 league goals, 11 in total
it
this
was
season.
7, well done for listening to Beat the Pundit.
So, you know, Fabio Silva got a wee bit of catching up in terms of goals to get to Dessers standards. Depends what Clement wants to fit in my style of play.
Two different players for me. If I was looking for goals, I would play Dessers. I think he would get more goals. I really do. I think he puts himself in better positions. I like Silva. I think he works hard. I think Mark's right. I think he's got good ability. He runs at players. He creates things. He's not a box player. He's not that natural centre forward that you were thinking of. But I think he will eventually start finding the back of the net. But But an interesting call. I think he'll stick with Dessers coming off the bench just now. He got a tune out of him last night. I know that it's very easy to say, oh, well, the game was won, but it's the style, the way he took his goal. So I think Silva will start on Saturday, and I think Dessers will be itching to get back on the pitch.
What did you make of the news today, James, that Steve Davis has retired? I know he's been out injured for a while, but it's official today. How'd you look back on his contribution at Ibrox?
Oh, it's been massive. What he's done for this club, both spells being here, is unreal. Look at his performances. He's been absolutely solid when he's been in there. The goals he's contributed with as well, you can't really fault that.
Yeah, Mark.
It's definitely going to be a big loss.
Four league titles, three Scottish Cups, three League Cups, two European finals.
This is just at Rangers. Yeah.
You know, and then go take it beyond our part of the world, 140, I think it is, international caps, which is unbelievable. Do you remember when he first came back? Initially, people were saying, oh, he looks done, I'm sure, for that first little period, and then kicked on, and, you know, a number of good performances, even laterally.
Just a top player. I mean, playing against him several times, you know, just understated, did things simple but effectively. Could pop up with the odd important goal as well. I've said meeting him off the field, good guy. In fact, met him in came into a karaoke booth one time. We had rented one for a birthday party, and Steve Davis appeared, and he was a friend of mine. So he came, and
what did he sing?
I think he just stood and watched
because we were far on at that point, I think, into the evening.
I can't believe you're saying, what did he sing?
What did
the Velvet Man here sing?
What did I sing?
Yeah. Go on.
Backstreet Boys one or a Westlife.
Wonderwall bore. I can just imagine.
No. I stay off the Oasis. But anyway.
Westlife? What Westlife song are you giving us?
Westlife, take your pick, Kenny.
Right, well, one of the really slow ones, or would you go a bit more upbeat?
We get a little world of our own or something like that.
Have you got that in your locker?
He's not got the voice for that. I've got the jacket for that.
Seriously.
How have you went from Steve Davis to Westlife? Yeah,
surely we need to get a wee clip, because you won't recognise that song, do you?
Yes, I do.
We'll need to get a wee clip of it and see if Mark can,
he's not got the vocal range for that.
Yeah, flying without wings.
No, you can't sing.
I struggle at the end bit of that, but
that's a bit of a mood killer in karaoke, is it not?
It is when everybody's having a great time.
Please sit down from the dance floor. Mark Wilson's up now with Fly Without Wings.
Anyway, so you sang karaoke with Steve Davis, and that is
just a good guy and a good teammate, apparently, with everybody that you speak to. A good guy to have in the dressing room, and you kind of get enough of those. But to do it over such a prolonged period of time, the two European finals, though, I mean, how good is that to have on your CV, you know, different spells at the club? That's unique. Not many players would have done that in their time, so it'll be a big miss for Rangers. Great servant to the club, and like I said before, I wonder if he's worth keeping on, because young players coming through that academy to be coached or to look up to somebody like Stephen Davis, don't think they can do much better than that. What are you laughing at?
Just the thought of you. Honestly. Steve Davis, though, Gordon, what a contribution.
I've been brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Terrific footballer, terrific professional. I agree with Mark, it'll be interesting to see.
I recognise the first notes right away.
Go and sing
for us. See, he does know it.
And do you give it a bit? You've got to involve
the audience in it. You need to get a hand out and start pointing at people. Everybody along for the journey.
When you do Flying Without Wings, do you sit and then stand at the key change?
You've got to and start taking a couple of steps forward. And everybody knows you're serious.
There's absolutely no chance.
From between this revelation about the karaoke, that jacket, and your stage makeup on Sports Scene on Sunday night.
Listen, I've had much feedback about my makeup. I'll let you into a wee secret, right?
You've done that yourself, didn't you?
Well, they hand you a bag. A makeup bag.
Are we getting the Sports Scene secrets here? Brilliant.
And I don't know what. And
did you have to get in the toilet and do it yourself?
No, well, that was my downfall, because just off stage, there's a wee dark corridor. Now, the consummate professional, James McFadden, disappeared. And I just did mine in the wee dark corridor.
You did your own makeup in the dark.
and then just sat and just went with it. And he was, this guy to the left was the first guy that commented.
Him and I were on the phone whilst you were on. We were critiquing your skin tone.
What was up with it anyway? Was that
from your left ear to your right ear was like a deluxe colour chart all the way across. Your cheeks, brilliant. Your forehead.
I don't think he'll be invited back.
When they'd run out of spray tan, the boy's sitting there like that.
I mean, they expect you to know what you're doing with this kind of stuff, but I think after COVID and that, it was more apply your own. I'll need to practice at home.
I was going
to bring it in actually for you tonight.
Anyway,
you'd need a fair bit.
Shovel.
You need a spray gun for your nose.
Thank you very much to James for giving us his thoughts on Steve Davis there as well, and the whatever that Cyril Dessers donkey analogy was. Mm-hmm. Much appreciated. You can keep your calls coming on whatever you fancy. Since it's Burns night, we've just changed the full time teaser up a bit. It's a bit of a challenge for the guys. We're asking them to rhyme the names of SPFL players. You've given me Jason Holt to rhyme with Louis Molt. You gave me Lee Naylor to rhyme with Greg Taylor. What was the other one?
Joof. Roof.
Uh-huh. What about Martin Boyle?
Owen Coyle.
So good at these used to. Aberdeen's Duke. Might be harder, no?
Duke, Pluck.
No, Stevie Pluck was not a player in the.
Duke. Rook.
Sook.
This is making for really great radio, I can just imagine it. Duke. Imagine just turning on at this moment.
Oh, that's a hard one. Aye. Duke.
You've absolutely scooshed the rest. Trying some thinking time.
We'll get
back to you next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. Since it's Burns night, we decided that we would mix up the full time teaser, and it's a bit different for you this evening. We're basically going to give you the name of 8 SPFL footballers, and you have to give me another name from Scottish football that they rhyme with. So the first one was Louis Molt. You gave me Jason Holt. Greg Taylor. You gave me Lee Naylor. Martin Boyle, Owen Coyle, Kemar Roof, Elhaj Diouf. Now, before the break, you were a bit stuck for the first time on Duke.
Yeah, I got it. Well done. Go on, Mark.
Regan
Charles Cook. Well done. Okay, and what about, this is an easy one. Few options here. Be interested to see what route you go down. Stevie May. You can
Gray.
Technically
pick
whatever one you want.
Hey, Gray.
There you go.
Andy Halliday.
It's
got to be Andy Halliday.
It's got to be.
Yeah,
he's topical. Like he's one of one of us in here. Have you been to watch training yet? I thought you'd have been straight up. Now that he's a Motherwell player, I thought you'd have been writing about it, pestering
him. I'm going to give him time to settle in, and then I'll be pestering him. Well, next week to see him.
I really thought you would have done it by now.
I've been a bit busy, to be honest with you.
Okay,
what have you been up to?
Oh, up to all sorts.
Sounded ominous.
Busy man.
You'll need to elaborate on that.
I know, it does my head in when he acts that mysterious.
All sorts.
The other morning, I asked him to do something. I can't remember what it was. Must have been some sort of sport activity, because we don't do much else. I'm meeting someone. It was Monday at 11 a.m.
Yeah,
I've got a meeting.
you don't
I had a briefcase and my laptop over my shoulder, and away I went.
Does he meet?
Who are you meeting?
Oh, I can't.
At 11 a.m. on a Monday.
I live a secret life away from here.
I don't doubt that.
I know.
I do not doubt that.
Give us an hard one. I'm enjoying these.
No, you've got time.
I'm enjoying these.
Now and the end of the show. So you've not been to see Andy Halliday train yet?
No, yeah, I'll be up to see him next week. I'm definitely going up. I know where
Dale
he is.
Park, something like that.
Funnily enough, I noticed in the social media they trained at Ravenscraig today, indoors, and that used to be your gym.
Before
you chucked it for the fancy place, and that's a shame on you, really. You've been in there, you could have seen them.
I know the canteen well in there.
Oh, no, that was good in there.
Stuart Kettlewell spoke today to make it slightly serious. You know, saying a kind of striker is a priority? Is that just obvious with Bireth going back to Arsenal? And to break your heart, he scored on his Sturm Graz debut, I think, tonight. I'm sure I saw that. Conor Wilkinson was already let go. You wonder if that would have happened if they knew that Bireth was going back and Ollie Shaw's loan terminated the way back to Barnsley. Well, it's major surgery required there.
It certainly leaves room for someone to come in, but I heard Stuart talking about trying to get the right player at the money that Motherwell can afford to pay. Try to attract him to Motherwell is also a very, very hard job, because you want the best player possible, and you go and get a striker. If you look at our league just now, you would probably say that Celtic fans would say we need a striker for backup to Kyogo. Rangers fans would probably be thinking, need a striker. So there's a lot of clubs out there trying to get strikers in, and it's not easy, because if they're decent at their job, then clubs tend not to let them go.
Whoever brought Bireth in, are they still at the club, Motherwell? Whoever scouted him, whoever done the deal, you would think, well, one, could they have said to Arsenal, is there somebody else here that you're taking them back? Is there someone else you can give us in his place? Because nobody had heard of Bireth before he came here, and he adapted well. So, you know, you think the connections must be there still. Can they utilise them again and within this next week? Well, you would like to think so. So probably not get a striker from around here, Motherwell, or well known over the past couple of years, to shop down south and bring players in that nobody's ever heard of. And quite a few of them have been a success. They may just do it again.
Yeah, but there've been a lot of misses in recruitment recently. Well, look at, like I mentioned, all the ones that have gone that were recent signings. I think most of the summer.
And that shows the positives about loans, and when they don't work out, you can send them back, Bireth. But the opposite of that, they can get recalled and it ruins your season. But it gives a clear path to get someone else in, and you just think, if you can do that once, surely you can replicate it again.
We'll soon see. Charles, I think, is on the line. We don't have long, but I'm sure we can manage to squeeze something in. Although he still seems to, he's chatting to the producers. He must be giving them big preview of what's going on. Need to get
put
Charles
him through,
on.
Get him in.
Come on, get him on. We're fast running out of time. We've got about 2 minutes left. You've got more poetry to get to. Let's get him through if we can. Okay, right. I'll give you one more question whilst we try and speak to Charles. Maybe some technical difficulties. Motherwell's Harry Payton.
Seaton.
There is no Seaton in Scottish football.
Let's keep the devil out of here.
Leighton, Jim Leighton.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Yes,
Seaton to Leighton. How his mind works. He went for Seaton first. For Leighton.
Yes. Do you know what's disturbing? We were going to get Charles on. We thought we had he had his own take on Burns that he wanted to give us, but we've discovered there's definitely a word in there that we can't use on a family.
What's that rhyme with?
Absolutely not. I was going to say on a family show, you actually can't use it on any show for what it's worth. But so we'll need to leave it there.
what's Charles thinking though, that he can phone up and get on?
Listen, it's just one of them we need to leave there. Trust me.
Right, okay.
It's not even one I can joke about.
Lucky Charles.
Right. What else has been doing the rounds today, transfer wise? It's not a transfer. See, Craig Halkett signed the new Hearts contract. Terrible time with injury. If he can stay fit, obviously that would be the.
Well, Hearts try to, you know, keep the players that are in the building, and actually in the building. Halkett been injured, but a very good player to go alongside the contract they supposedly offered Lauren Shankland. Very lucrative. So Stephen Naismith, happy with what he's got. Wonder if he'll think about adding to it to consolidate third, or he thinks he's got enough.
Right, I think we are pretty much out of time. I'm going to try and squeeze Charles on before the misunderstanding, so we'll just leave it there. I think we will. Close to the first full weekend back at the Premiership. You'll be looking forward to that, surely.
Yeah, I said at the top of the show, I think there's a lot of important games, not just for obviously the top two are Celtic trying to keep that gap, and Rangers trying to chase them down. I think when you look down further in the leagues, I think there's important games for i.e. Motherwell up at St Johnstone, two of them down the bottom of the league. Aberdeen, Barry Robson under a bit of pressure. Hearts trying to maintain that third place with Derek McInnes, Kilmarnock breathing down their necks. So a lot of good fixtures, and I feel for Livingston.
Wrap up.
I think that was enough. Play the music.
You've only got one left. One right. more Burns rhyme to give me. Should be straightforward enough. What about St Mirren's Ryan Flynn?
Flynn. Sing. No, it's not sing.
Sorry?
No.
That's an easy one.
Flynn.
You've got options. You've got family options in this one.
McGinn. John McGinn. John. Stephen McGinn.
Ah, there we are. Thank you very much to Mark Wilson. I hope you enjoy your night with that blazer on. Hope it was worth yes. it. Thank you to Gordon DL. We will leave it there. We are back tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Kenny Miller and Jim Duffy are here looking ahead to, as we said, the first full return of the Scottish Premiership. So make sure you join us then. And in the meantime, stay right there. Enjoy your haggis or whatever you're doing. Callum Gallagher is up next.